You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. I am the host of this show, Ben Life. This show is The Spice of Life, and I play post-rock. So I have a lot of post-rock up in the roster, loaded in the chamber, if you will, that I'll be ready to play. So buckle up, because we're going to be playing post-rock. And just before we get started, I just wanted to tell a brief story. So if you had the privilege of catching last week's show, or I guess 2 weeks ago, because it's every other Thursday from 8 to 9, if you had the privilege of catching that show, I did a weird show where I played math rock, and I gave a history of math rock that was in no way true, involving mathematicians and how they invented math rock. So I walk home, and I check my email, and this guy has emailed me. He's frantically emailed me a couple times asking, like, oh my goodness, like, did Isaac Newton actually invent math rock? What did Einstein have to do with it? Is this real? And I explained to him, I was like, no, I was just being a weird guy. It's not real. But I wanted to share that with you today, because that 100% is the reason why I'm doing radio. I wanted to do radio because I want to have interactions like that where someone totally believes that that's what's going on and that's what I'm going for. So that's cool. So keep believing in the weirdness, keep listening to the music, and keep having fun. I guess I got into radio for that, and also to not wear pants while I'm on the radio, but that's really more of a personal thing. Anyway, I would like to get things going today with a song by, a song by the band Origami JP. The song is called From the Train Window. Here it is. I am having some audio trouble. Give me 1 second. So, apparently, the plugin is a little gummed up. So, I will find it for you. Origami JP is a band from Japan that I just heard of this week while I was doing the search for the music that I wanted to play. And I hope you like them, because I fell in love with them. They're just like four teenagers, and it's totally instrumental, and it's really cool. So here is their song, From the Train Window, actually this time for Sirius. Thank you.
get away from this bright screen. I get away from this big scene, from this bright screen.
We just heard Origami JP playing the song From the Train Window. And then after that, we heard Everyone Everywhere playing the song I Feel Exhausted. And I love that song. I've probably heard that song like 20 times in the past week since I was enlightened by their existence. And wow, I mean, just like, so that song is really cool, and this was the first time that I actually sat there and I looked at the lyrics, and I totally sang along, by the way. I sing along all the time. I was singing along while I was doing my dishes last night. They have this one really cool thing in the song, so there's a repetition of, can we just be, can we just be? And then at the end of the song, when the tempo is up much higher, it changes to, can I just be? Can I just be? So I think that's really cool. I like that switch. And I also really dig the whole, I want to smash things, I want a coffee, can we just be? Can we just be? It's really cool. It's really cool. It's a really cool song. And I love it lyrically, and I also love it sonically, and I love everything about it, which is probably clear to you by now. So if you enjoyed that, and if you loved it, like even 30% as much as I loved it, you should check out their Bandcamp. They have all their stuff is up for Name Your Price. So if you're into that, you can pick it up. And I would just recommend listening to, they have two albums and an EP, and they're all fantastic. That was just one song of many songs that I can pick, and I'm sure I'll be playing more in the future. So there's them. That's Everyone Everywhere. So check them out. What else is going on? The other big thing in the news, in post-rock news, of course, because who cares about real news? I don't know, probably a lot of people. Anyway, in post-rock news, the band Explosions in the Sky released a new album, which was big because they haven't released a new album in a while. That album is called The Wilderness, and it's fantastic. It's very similar to their other stuff, so if you like their other stuff, you'll like this one too, I'm sure. It's nothing new, really, but sometimes that's cool. Sometimes you don't need them to experiment. They're pretty prolific. They have a large number of albums out, and they're all sonically really cool. So this is no exception. It's a great album. With the release of The Wilderness, they are also going on tour, which means that they're going to be coming to Vancouver, to our neck of the woods, on September 4th. I've already bought my ticket. I'm very excited. So if you like them, or if you like that song, or the song that I will play, then you should think about either listen to more of them or just buy a ticket immediately, because it's going to be an incredible show. It's not going to be one to miss. As far as post-rock bands go, Explosions in the Sky is incredible, and I think also very accessible for a lot of new people. And I think that I wouldn't say single-handedly, because there are other bands doing it, but they're definitely one of the most important bands in bringing post-rock mainstream success and a spot in and a place in the spotlight in mainstream music. That isn't to say that I think Explosion in the Sky is actually like a mainstream band, but they're getting there, and surprisingly people know of them. I mean, they did Friday Night Lights. They did the soundtrack for Friday Night Lights, so a lot of people know them from there. And they're just really cool and fantastic and from Texas, which is cool too. They were on The Late Show with starring Stephen Colbert this week for their album release, which was cool too. So they're getting some time in the spotlight that they well deserve, because they've been around for a while and they've been making really good music for a while. So with that said, I'm going to play my pick from The Wilderness that I would like to play on the radio. Of course, I would pick any of them, but this is the one that I would like to play on the radio. It is called Tangle Formations by Explosions in the Sky.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Hey!
We just heard two songs. We heard the Explosions in the Sky song called Tangle Formations off of their album The Wilderness, which I talked a lot about before. And just about how cool Explosions in the Sky is, so I hope you dug that. And then after that, we heard Epigram, who they're a band in a similar vein, except instead of being from Texas, they're from Toronto. And while I was trying to find some interesting information about Epigram for you, I went to their webpage, and honestly, this is a real thing. So I went to their Bandcamp page, and through their Bandcamp page, they have a link to their MySpace page, and I went to their MySpace page. Bands are on MySpace now. I don't know who else is on MySpace. And then there they had a link to their website. So there's a website called epigramband.com. And I clicked on it, and it's all in Japanese. And it just has, like, pictures of people's faces and Japanese characters. So naturally, I Google translated a bunch of it. And the title of the page is called Not Bothering Any More Acne Scars, Smooth Your Skin with Acne Scars Treatment. I'm sure that's a rough translation. Shout out to Google Translate. And anyway, so I don't know why, but they lost their domain name to a Japanese skin care business. So don't go looking there for information about them. Do go looking on their Bandcamp page because they have two albums called Reverie and Anything That Comes to Mind, and they're both fantastic and similar to that if you're into that kind of thing. Coming up next, we have even more post-rock. We have, look at that, we have three more songs, maybe four. We'll see how the time goes. The next song I would like to play for you today is by the band Mittens. And they don't spell it Mittens. They spell it M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S. They're a math rock duo. They're from Vancouver. Vancouver music is cool. Vancouver actually has a really cool music scene, so if you are unaware, you should get aware because there are a lot of cool bands doing cool Vancouver stuff. And it's nice because all these like local bands, like when you go to a show and you get to support a local band, the cover is always cheap because they're smaller, but the music is not of lesser quality, so you're getting much more out of your money. So the point of that is go to local concerts, go to non-local concerts too, go to Explosions in the Sky, that's going to be rad. Mittens just released a new album in January called Challenger, but the song that I have for you guys today is off of their album called Experimental Sparkle Noise Pop. Because it's a really good album. It's on their Bandcamp page. You should check it out and listen to more of it. The song that I'm going to play for you today is called Tweenage Tweeter. So here comes Tweenage Tweeter at your eardrums.
Thank you.
Show your love for Discord and Magazine at our fundraiser at the Anza Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candles, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free, independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
The very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
The two songs that you heard before those other things that weren't songs were Mittens playing the song Tweenage Tweeter, and then On the Wings of Gwahir by Mostly Autumn. And Mostly Autumn started out, well, I guess started out isn't exactly the correct way to put it. They were the phoenix that rose from the ashes of a Pink Floyd tribute band. And so they definitely have a Pink Floyd influence to all of their work. And speaking of influences, the song that we just heard, On the Wings of Gwahir, was off their album Music Inspired by the Lord of the Rings. And I was looking into it. And apparently it was inspired not by Tolkien's book specifically, but by the fact that they were making a movie. The fact that, like, I guess it was kind of like their idea of what the soundtrack to the movie would be. So that song was instrumental. Most of their songs aren't, but I think that's a really cool song, so that's why I played it. Super change up from Mittens, but that shows you the range of genres that all fit into the big umbrella of post-rock. Mittens being math rock and Mostly Autumn being more progressive rock. Up next, we have a song by the band Fate. I don't know if she's a band or if she's just a she. Anyway, it's one person, and she goes by Fate. The song is known as Slow Glow. And you are listening to The Spice of Life on CITR, and you're listening to Slow Glow by Fate. That was Fate playing the song Slow Glow. And we are running out of time, but stay tuned because Ben Lai with the Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming up next, and he has a lovely treat for you guys. There's going to be some performances, live performances from, I believe, a songwriting class at UBC. So you should stay tuned for that because I'm sure that's going to be wonderful. Before I go, there's another concert that I wanted to let you know about. Japanese Girls is playing a show at the Biltmore Cabaret. And that show happens to be not this Thursday, but next Thursday at this time. So unfortunately, it conflicts with this show, but you can listen to this show later and go to the Japanese Girls concert, because I really like the Japanese Girls a lot, and I do like the Biltmore, but I love the Japanese Girls. So I will think about pre-recording this show and then go to that. I think I have an exam like the next day, but that's cool because the Japanese Girls is really, really good. So they're playing with Fine Times and with guests, they say, so there should be more. That's Thursday, April 21st, 2016. Show starts at 9 p.m. So that's 2 weeks in the future from now. Thanks for tuning in. This has been The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. This has been a real slice. And I will be back next Thursday. So every other Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. playing post-rock. And speaking of playing post-rock, the song that I would like to end on today is in no way a post-rock song, but it's just one of my favorite songs. So it's by We Are the City. That's enough suspense. I played We Are the City in the past, and I'm fully aware that they're not really a post-rock band, but sometimes my other music tastes slip in, and We Are the City is a Vancouver band, which is cool, and they're just incredible. The more that I listen to them, the more that I truly realize how incredible they are. So I believe this is classified as experimental pop, but it does have some progressive rock elements, so we could shoehorn it in that way if we wanted to. But it's mostly experimental pop, and it's very complex and very intricate and wonderful. And the more that I listen to it, the more that I realize how wonderful it is. So the song that I would like to play for you today is one of my favorites. It's called Friends Hurt. It's by We Are the City. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Live in Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Anyway, We Are the City by Friends Hurt. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. See you later.
My home videos won't mean a thing in 50 years. That day will come and all I've done will render forgotten. Old VHS tapes, the broken arm and the baby. My first bike ride when my dad told me wouldn't let go of the seat. VHS videos, here he is, the man of my dreams. Now those tapes, that meant everything to me, aren't even fit for yard sale. It hurts when friends are hurting, and my friends are hurting. Surface, do you see the spawning salmon? Unaware or well aware, they're living and dying. Feel the money magic,
the forest like a couch. Can you forget those days of ass staring old poplar $5 bills? It hurts when friends are hurting. My friends are hurting. It hurts when friends are hurting. Now my friends are hurting.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for